In the news this week, opposition to transgender ideology is on the rise. Implementing the Scottish Government's unpopular hate crime law costs Police Scotland £500,000. And a Newcastle United fan stands up to the club and police in defence of biological reality. Hello. New research shows a rapid rise in opposition to legal sex swaps and transgender ideology. The British Social Attitudes Survey reveals that compared to 2019, twice as many Brits are now against allowing those who claim to be transgender to change their sex on their birth certificate. There has also been a 14 percentage point rise since 2021 in those who say trans rights have gone too far. The National Centre for Social Research, which published the report, suggested the substantial changes in attitudes may have been influenced by the intense political debate regarding gender self-identification. However, the Institute's Deputy Director Simon Calvert argues the findings confirm what the CI has long believed.
I personally am fascinated to see this shift in public opinion because, you know, I was working on behalf of the Christian Institute on the legislation to allow people to change their birth certificates 20 years ago. But the shift in public opinion on whether people should be allowed to get their birth certificates changed has happened during the period where trans activism has become more and more aggressive. And so it seems that, as far as the public are concerned, the more they see of gender ideology, the less they agree with it.
Police Scotland has spent almost £500,000 implementing the Scottish Government's controversial Hate Crime and Public Order Act. Freedom of Information requests show the force spent £420,000 carrying out technology upgrades and £71,000 on overtime because of the new legislation. Scottish Police Federation General Secretary David Kennedy described the reported expenditure as a total waste of money and called for the legislation to be scrapped. Latest figures show that between the 1st of April and the 19th of May, Police Scotland logged 10,000 hate crime complaints, of which only 1,537 were deemed to be crimes. The Methodist Church in Ireland has reaffirmed its commitment to one man, one woman marriage. At its annual conference, delegates backed a report on human sexuality that upholds the Church's orthodox biblical position on marriage. The conference also endorsed an amendment to the report, which defined faithfulness in marriage and celibacy outside of it as the goal of discipleship and the standard for leadership. However, members voted to retain a controversial statement claiming that scripture on human sexuality is read and understood in different ways, and that church members may legitimately differ as to the validity of those different readings. The church also recommended that decisions on how sexual conduct might impact the ways in which someone may serve should be left to local leadership. And finally, a Newcastle United fan banned from club matches and subjected to a police investigation for her gender-critical views is to take legal action. Lindsay Smith is challenging the club's decision to revoke her membership and impose a two-season match ban over her public statements defending biological reality. She is also pursuing a judicial review against Northumbria Police for openly supporting trans causes. Last year, the force investigated her social media posts for alleged malicious communications, one of which stated trans women are men. Smith believes she has been unfairly treated and left feeling like a criminal for holding to the view that people cannot change their biological sex. Her solicitor, Paul Conrath, said the police's behaviour demonstrated support for highly controversial and contested gender ideology, which plainly breached its statutory duty of impartiality. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.